November is a month peopled by those who are absent, the month of the dead. The Christian liturgical calendar dedicates all of this month to the deceased, with these first days as a special cycle of Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, followed by All Saints and All Souls' Day. Now we are more likely to be bombarded by the pre-Christmas commercial hype than asked to remember our dead. But this week, I acknowledge our debt to those no longer graced as we still are with the spark of life. Mind you, as a child in the 1960s, while I loved the thrilling terror of the ghoulies and ghosties of Halloween, the talk of partial and plenary indulgences to assist the poor souls in purgatory scrambled my young mind with dread. The head-scarved mothers filling the chapel pews, silently and fervently mouthing prayers, while clutching rosary beads and missals stuffed with memorial cards, left me haunted by the fate of the dead with no one to pray for them. They, I believed, would be trapped in this in-between world of purgatory forever. Only in adulthood have I come to appreciate how well we Irish do death. Now, I see this month as a comforting one, in which we fondly remember our dead. This coexistence of joy and sorrow is helped by the melancholy mood created by the weather and the dark days and the stripped back bird beauty when, as Donegal poet Francis Harvey observes, the hawthorn that in autumn is all scarlet with haws, now shining with pendulous tear-shaped drops.